For our Headwaters Builders Association program for the month of April, we're brought to you by, of course, the Headwaters Builders Association, also by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland and Minocqua. Website to look at there is carpetcityonline.net, brought to you by Nicolet Bank. Rhinelander location is on Lincoln Street, the Minocqua location on Chippewa Street. See their website, nicoletbank.com. We're brought to you by the Cordova Agency, Cordova Insurance Agency. See Joe's website, CordovaAgency.com, and we're brought to you by Furniture and Appliance Mart. You can see that website, FurniturePlianceMart.com. And as promised, Ted Piotta is here from Furniture and Appliance Mart. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, sir.
Ted, I thank you for being back with us here. This is our second conversation. I learned from our first conversation we're both Fox Valley area boys.
That is correct. I grew up in the Fox Valley and was an Appleton West graduate.
Yeah, you were a Terror. I was a Fox over at Fox Valley Lutheran in Appleton growing up. So, Ted, I really had a good time talking with you the last time we talked. And as I told you off the air, one of our highlighted parts of our conversation last time around was we were talking about dishwashers and the best way to clean a dishwasher. Ted, I've been putting Tang in my dishwasher ever since, and everything you said is absolutely correct. Gets it sparkling clean, and all the stink that can get down in those dishwashers, it's gone. It smells like orchard of orange trees.
Well, so many people in the Northwoods go away for extended, you know, for the winter or for a long period of time, and they come home and they may have a little smell in their dishwasher, and the Tang certainly takes the odor out, but it also cleans any grime or any buildup behind the scenes in the pump and the motor inside the wash arms. And there's really no need to buy those expensive chemicals that you see at the store for cleaning a dishwasher.
Not only that, when you run out of juice in the refrigerator, you got Tang in the cupboard, so it's a win-win.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's been a recommendation for 25 years. There's no reason to change now.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm totally sold on it. Ted, last time we talked, we got started. You're the appliance specialist there for Furniture and Appliance Mart. What was it? You actually collect appliances too, I remember learning. What is it about appliances? How long have you been really interested in appliances? And boy, the fact that you were able to turn it into a way to make a living, more power to you, Ted. So what's the background on your love of appliances?
Well, I fell into appliances needing a job after college, and it turned out that I really enjoyed it. I liked the cooking aspect. I liked the part of helping people design the kitchen and really find out what drives their passion in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Some people like the refrigeration side to preserve food very long. Some people like the cooking side of things, of what they can make on the stove. Some people really are into baking. And so for me, the joy is understanding what my homeowners are looking for in appliance and then matching up the right appliance for, you know, what they want to get out of their kitchen. Because, you know, really the kitchen is the place where everybody gathers. And I know for my wife and I, we watch cooking channels all the time. And Yep. We like to make those foods on our Sundays at our home and experiment and have a good time.
You know, you bring up the food. I'm sorry, you bring up the food channel, and I think that's what gets a lot of us into the kitchen more over the years as the food channel just proliferates like crazy. I think that's really got something stirring in a lot of us that get us into the kitchen, and we want to spend more time there because we like to eat, so we want to create some of the stuff we see on TV. It sounds like you would be very relatable for a lot of people that come to Furniture and Appliance Mart to look for their appliances, and talking with you is not so much a chore because Ted, no matter what it is, appliances or just about anything else, sometimes shopping for stuff becomes a trudger. It's a bummer sometimes. It sounds like you can make it fun and really make it pay off for your clients.
Well, the first thing I like to do is I like to have fresh baked cookies when my homeowners arrive for their appointment. And we have some fresh baked cookies. We got the smells going on. I show them that I made the cookies using the multi-rack convection setting on the ovens. And I kind of let the conversation flow from there. But for the most part, I just want people to relax and have a good time. And you know, I'm known in the industry as the appliance nerd or the appliance historian because I eat, sleep, and I dream about appliances. And to me, it's really fun. I think if you can find a job that's fun and that you enjoy, you know, the battle's halfway done. And you mentioned about me getting into appliances. Well, I got into appliances because I could make a really good old-fashioned.
Oh. what appliances help you with the old-fashions?
Well, I was a bartender, and I was just finishing up my last year at college, and one of my customers said, "You make a really good old-fashioned, and you really seem to enjoy what you're doing." And I said, "Yes, I do." And he goes, "How would you like to sell appliances?" And I said, "Sure, I'll give it a go." 27 years later, I'm still in appliances. Wow. So it all started out with a really good old-fashioned, which isn't a bad thing here in Wisconsin, is it?
Boy, not a bad thing at all. Boy, you are living the dream, Ted. Literally, you are living the dream, aren't you?
I'm trying. The big thing, I think, for people that are looking for appliances or looking to upgrade is, you know, you just have to think about what you really want to do in your kitchen. I mean, technology is coming so far with appliances that for a lot of people that haven't been shopping or really seeing what's going on, a lot is happening from induction cooktops. You know, we had the big controversy about gas cooking now. That has been the topic of a lot of homeowners coming in. And, you know, with the convection settings, the steam ovens out there, the microwaves that'll make a steak in 9 minutes and still give you grill marks all in a microwave. So there's some really tremendous things out there that are fun, but also, you know, if you can put something in the oven and not have to worry about it, that's pretty neat too.
Ted, I got to cut in here and say it's I'm going to need you to expand on something here, because telling a guy like me to put a steak in the microwave, that's like fighting words. How in the heck do you cook a steak decent in a microwave, Ted?
Well, it's called the GE Monogram Advantium 5-in-1 Oven, and it is their built-in microwave convection oven that's been around for about 20-plus years.
Oh.
And it comes with three different pans that you put inside: a baking pan for doing baked goods, cookies, and pizzas and things like that. It comes with a glass tray for just regular microwaving, and then it comes with a grill tray for doing grilled foods. So when I entertain the guys at my cottage, for example, I will I'll put in some baked potatoes and baked potatoes start to finish, no preheat, take 10 minutes. And then I turn around and I put 4 3-quarter-inch ribeye steaks in this microwave, and that'll take approximately 9 minutes. And the microwave is so smart, it'll stop 2 minutes before they're done so I can flip them and get the grill marks on the other side of the steaks. So less than 20 minutes, I have a steaming hot, perfectly done baked potato and 4 medium rare ribeye steaks that are just perfect and ready to go.
To me, that's amazing. And am I going to have to... this sounds like something I would have in my lottery dream house after I win the lottery, Ted. How popular are these things? They sound expensive to me.
They're very popular. Here's the thing is that it becomes the most used item in the kitchen when people get the hang of it. Huh. And with the menu system being so easy to use, with over 200 built-in recipes, and now we have smartphone technology that you can tap right into the GE Monogram website and get even more recipes. All it is that if you're able just to push 3 buttons and tell it, you know, the food that you're putting in and hit start, your results are perfect every single time. It's just amazing.
Boy, I'll say amazing is a good word for that. And are they affordable, Ted?
Yes, I think they're affordable. We're looking at anywhere from when you're looking at the Advantium line collection, because you can get the key word here is Advantium and how it cooks.
Okay.
But you can get the Advantium starting at about $2,000 and on up. I think the most expensive one is going to be $4,000. But when you look at what it does in the kitchen and what it can do, especially with the no preheat, it's really a remarkable oven.
You know, I've become accustomed to using my air fryer. But here's the thing about all these new gadgets, air fryers, Instapots, all that kind of thing. It turns into clutter all over the countertops on your kitchen. Most of us, we don't have extra countertop space, so that kind of stuff gets in the way. So I had to take them off the counters, find closet space to put those things. So it sounds like you're not going to need any of those other gadgets with this type of appliance. Is that about accurate?
That is accurate. I'll give you a quick example. My wife was going to make a peach cobbler. And peach cobbler, the recipe calls for 350 degrees, and it calls for 40 minutes in the oven. So we have 18 minutes to preheat the oven to 350, and then another 40 minutes to bake the peach cobbler. In the Advantium, there's a setting for it, and it was 27 minutes start to finish with no preheat. So the next thing after that, I turned around and I knocked out a fresh baked pizza. The fresh baked pizza took me a total of 10 minutes, and that turned out just perfect as well. So from fish to meats to baked goods to anything you can think of, and then also if you just want to use it as a microwave and hit the popcorn setting, you can do that too. I see a lot of people putting this into their pantries. I see people putting this into their basement bar areas, where they have one appliance to do everything rather than having to go with multiple appliances, so to speak. So when you look at all the things you can do, it's just one appliance that will do it all.
So is this a full-size oven, or is this something that goes on the countertop?
No, it gets built into your... It can go above your oven. It can be an over-the-range microwave with the Advantium technology. It's typically built in like a mini wall oven. So they make it in several different configurations and as well as many different colors too. So different widths, lots of different things to choose from. Fun stuff to talk about too.
Boy, I'll say, and not only that, but you don't have to, especially if you're trying to save a little money on the electric bill every month, instead of heating up that big oven or your gas bill, whatever it is, instead of heating up that big oven, you're just using it in a smaller thing. It's going to work more efficiently. So that's another good reason to do this.
Yes, absolutely. And we're selling a ton of steam ovens now, too. So people are coming in, and they're watching the steam oven demonstrations on the YouTube channel. And they're seeing that there's one example on the YouTube channel where they're doing 5 whole chickens in a steam oven at one time. And they come out golden brown and juicy, and the meat is so tender, you can just pull it right off the bone.
Wow.
So, yeah, technology is awesome with some of the things that are happening with appliances. And the fun part about my job is that I get to study it and I get to learn about it, all the new things happening all the time.
And take the learning home, and you and your wife, bet, eat very good at your house.
Well, being in the appliances, one of my downfalls is that I'm constantly changing the appliances in my house. So once my wife gets the hang of something, I have another appliance coming in because I'm anxious to try the latest technology. And then as I learn the newest technology or how it works, I can, you know, truthfully tell the homeowner, you know, what to expect and how it's going to cook for them in their own homes.
So this is
that's an important part of what we do.
And this is the GE Advantium line, you said?
Yep, GE Advantium.
So I would assume that along with the oven here, there's probably matching a dishwasher that's Advantium and a refrigerator and freezer too. Is that correct?
Yes. In all of the GE lines, you can get the Advantium. So what I say by GE lines is that this part gets kind of confusing, but most manufacturers have 5 different levels. And so GE has 5 levels, and you can get the Advantium in 3 of their levels. And the levels are Profile, Cafe, and then Monogram.
Ted, what store do you work out of with Furniture and Appliance Mart?
Well, that's another beautiful thing about my job. I've been in the builder, new construction, and remodeling industry for so long. I float for the company between all 3 stores. So I work in Rylander, I work in Wausau, I work in Stevens Point. I go where the homeowners and the builders and the designers and the cabinet makers want me to be. I'm there to be their helper. I'm there to be their voice of, understanding the specifications and details and things like that. So the great thing about my job is I get to travel all over the North Woods and visiting homes, helping people cook with their new appliances, and then also meeting them in the showrooms when they'd like to meet with me.
So our listening audience would be shopping at the Wausau or Rhinelander store. So people that are looking to redo their kitchens, or if they're building from scratch a whole new home, if they're interested in what we're talking about and they want to sit down with you, what's that? Take us through that process. They call Furniture and Appliance Mart. They say, you know what? I heard Ted on the radio. I want to talk to that guy because I got a kitchen remodel coming up, or I'm building a whole new home. Take us through that process, Ted.
So what happens is that it's not just me. We have a whole slew of professionals at our stores, too. So if the homeowner's driving by and says, you know what, we got time now, let's stop in, you know, that's great. If they would like to meet with me personally, the biggest thing is to call into the store and make an appointment with me. And what happens is that they relay the information to me, I give a call back, and then we schedule a good appointment so that we can discuss the appliances and be relaxed and enjoy ourselves. But we have some tremendous sales professionals at the Rhinelander Wausau stores. Absolutely, that if you know they just want to stop on in and see our beautiful stores, please do. Our Wausau store just went through a huge remodel, and the layout is just fantastic. The Rhinelander store just went through a whole remodel as well, and that's looking fantastic. So I encourage people just to come on into the stores if they haven't been in a long time and check them out and see how we can help.
Well, Ted, just like the last time we spoke, our time has just flown right by. I have a whole bunch of more questions, and so I'm going to leave you today with the same thing I left you with the last time. Anytime Headwaters Builders Association calls you up and says, is Ted available to talk on the radio, take that opportunity, because I like talking to you. A couple of old Appleton guys here getting together on the radio up north here. I'll do that any day I can. But this is right in my wheelhouse, and so I enjoy talking to you a whole lot, Ted. As far as why you think it's important for especially Furniture and Appliance Mart as a company that you're involved with the Headwaters Builders Association, can you tell me just quickly a little bit about that partnership and why you think that's important?
Well, the Builders Association is extremely important, not only for, you know, as the Headwaters, because it's not just the Headwaters Builders Association, it's also the Wisconsin Builders Association, and then also the National Builders Association. The builders that belong and the associates that belong to the Headwaters Builders Associations, we hold ourselves to a higher level of ethics and standards of professionalism. You know, our whole goal is to build safe, affordable housing for people. And with that, we develop a relationship between all of us members of working together, understanding what everybody's needs are, and then when we all work together, we're all on the same page. The end results for the homeowner is a beautifully built, professionally done home on time, and no mistakes, and things are meant to flow perfectly together. But the whole thing about the Builders Association is that we are a community of professionals that are just dedicated to the homeowners.
And that's all good reasons that give all of us peace of mind. In our final 30 seconds here, Ted, I just wanted, for the people that didn't hear us the last time, you told me about that trick about cleaning your dishwasher with Tang, the orange drink that used to go up to the moon with the astronauts. You put that Tang into where you usually put soap in an empty dishwasher, run it through a regular cycle, and people are just going to be amazed at how clean and nice smelling their dishwasher is. They're saving money, too.
Yes, and if you haven't done it for 5 years, for example, you haven't done a clean washer on your don't be afraid to run it twice. So, yep. And then if you have a power setting or a sanitizer or extra hot setting on your dishwasher, you know, run it through. And here's my last quick tip for you. Many people forget to turn the hot water on their faucet before running the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Please keep in mind your dishwasher needs as hot a water coming into it as possible. By turning your faucet on hot, you're bringing that hot water from the hot water heater up to the dishwasher, and your dishwashing time could be reduced because it's now got hotter water to work with to start off with.
Run the hot water in the sink until it's nice and hot, then start the dishwasher cycle.
Yes, sir.
Ted Piotr, Furniture and Appliance Mart. Ted, thank you as always. I sure hope we get to talk to you again, because when I got the sheet from Headwaters that we were talking to you today, I've been looking forward to this morning's conversation all week long. So, Ted, thank you very much. You make it interesting. You make it fun. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You too. Ted Piotr from Furniture and Appliance Mart. He's the appliance guru. I think that sounds better than nerd. This program brought to us this morning by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander, Minocqua. Brought to you by Nicolet Bank of Rhinelander, Minocqua. Brought to you by Cordova Insurance Agency and by Furniture and Appliance Mart. Check out that website and see what Ted can do for you. FurniturePlianceMart.com.